broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, right on the nose.
Boom,
no
baby.
Insight.
Yeah, no insight.
No insight.
Couldn't come up with.
Couldn't get anything.
I had a whole bunch of people in mind. I had somebody lined up. They couldn't make it.
Yeah.
I tried to get three or four different people, but
everybody busy.
We'll be on next week with the people from the Trader Days.
Oh, good.
Ooh, that'd be Trader good. Days. That's coming up.
Week after that will be the Cruise-In people.
Well, good. Club, so. We got a big show tonight. We got the head golf coach and the head announcer of our football program.
Yeah.
So Mr. Joe Brinz. Brinzy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. The guy sitting across from me, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how are you tonight, brother?
Awesome, buddy.
Before we get started here, Fee, we had a show last week and we lost your brother Dick. And condolences to you and your family and Janice. And you know, there's one thing about old Dickie. He was just an all around great guy.
He sure was. He was a great brother. I looked up to him a lot. He helped me out a lot in my life.
And yeah.
I'm gonna miss him. Good
Absolutely.
Guy.
He was a champ and he had a love for Fort Recovery, just like all of us do. And
he was one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe even longer than that, one of my favorite things was going into Toby's, and there's Goob and Dick on Saturday afternoon watching the Buckeyes. Side by side.
They did it every week.
Even when there wasn't Buckeyes on, they were always there Saturday afternoon.
Every week.
At, I don't know, 2 o'clock or whatever. I loved going in there knowing they're going to be in there.
As they got drunker, as the beer started flowing, they opened up more.
Were awesome.
I wanted to get just close enough to hear what they were saying, but not be involved in the conversation. it was awesome.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite things.
So, yeah, Fee, you got our condolences, brother.
Yes, sir.
And
appreciate it.
Great guy. We're going to start out and talk Indian football. And then we're going to talk to Joe about the Indian football team. Joe, as everybody knows, is the announcer of our team, and he knows a lot about what's going on. I did not go Friday night. Fee did not go.
Nope,
he listened.
Listen to him.
We're going to talk about the Indians game at Anna when the Indians get beat 28-0. But right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills with our sponsor, Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host New Knoxville, featuring two of the three teams still undefeated in the MAC. You'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and you'll also be able to watch on the NFHS network. And it will be Student Appreciation Night, with all Fort Recovery students getting in free from kindergartners to seniors. There'll be lots of fun things to do, including face painting, attendance prizes, and more. On Friday, it'll be football as the Indians host the 3-1 Versailles Tigers. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you all the action live on the internet and with the NFHS network. Get out and support our Indians teams this week. Volleyball hosts New Knoxville on Student Appreciation Night on Thursday. Boys host for sales on Friday. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Our first Student Appreciation Night of the year will be next Thursday when the Lady Indians host the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. There will be lots of drawings for some great prizes. They'll have face painting, and they'll be doing a lot more fun stuff during the match. And all Fort Recovery students will get in free, from seniors all the way down to our kindergartners. Get your friends together and get to Fort Sight Fieldhouse next Thursday as we take on the always tough Rangers in a big MAC match. It's going to be a lot of fun. All Fort Recovery students get in free, and there will be some great prizes given away. So head up to the gym and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they look to stay undefeated in the MAC. Students get in free, lots of prizes, face painting, and more on Student Appreciation Night next Thursday, September 16th at Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
At you Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
What happened there? You got cut off?
Yeah.
Got the computer right screwed up?
Well, I probably didn't even leave enough lead time there. But
well, that was a long commercial. You have some. When you get talking, man, you rattle. Anybody ever tell you that?
I give details.
You are. He does get in. He doesn't miss him. Right. He doesn't miss anything. Except on that last commercial when he said it's next Thursday.
Next Thursday. It's
and
tomorrow
it
night.
Is this Thursday.
Yep. I was playing that last Friday and Saturday and forgot to switch it over to
switcheroo?
This Thursday.
Hard to get good help here, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I haven't recorded. Just didn't put it
just
in.
Just didn't do it.
But it is a huge volleyball game tomorrow night against New Knoxville, Joe. And you know the spirit in the school. And it'd be a nice one to get everybody up there. Kids get in free and face paint. And prizes, and it's just a great thing.
Yeah, Jeff Vaughn and I got an opportunity to talk to our athletic director, Holly Gann, and we kind of discussed that, and we thought it was a great thing. Now, the golf teams are going to be out playing, so they're not going to make the ball game, but we wish the volleyball the best of luck tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a big one, New Knoxville, right here at the Fort Sight, folks. So if you get a chance, get up there. If not, we'll be on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, Rob Weaver, simulcasting Rob, and Chuck Etzler. It's going to be killing him, but he's going to have to be listening and watching on the NFHS.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That doesn't make him happy, but he'll at least get to watch it, so that's good.
Friday night, the Indians traveled in a game that we knew that we would have to play well. We thought that if things ran into, you know, come together, we would have a shot at winning this game. And Brinsey, he was there. We just couldn't move it, and we just could not run the ball.
Well, we just, if we could have knocked, we had a really nice drive, and we could have got on the scoreboard, and we had a couple negative plays, but, you know, if we score there and take the lead, you know, things could have changed. The next possession, they fumbled the ball. We had an opportunity to recover it and didn't, and then on that same drive, they completed a big fourth down play, which we thought was kind of controversial, but, you know, once Anna took the lead, give Anna credit, because we did get in their red zone three times, and they really just tightened it up once we got there. So I think Anna was the better team, Bob, to be honest with you, but yet I think a break here and there, and that game could have been a lot different.
You know, Brent's up here, and he talks about, we've interviewed him for years, he talks about certain plays are so big in games for momentum, and it sounded like, listening Friday night, that it was kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I'm still trying to make my way doing the play-by-play. I mean, I had to follow Jeff Hobbs. I mean, he's an icon when it comes to play-by-play. He does such a great job. But sometimes, you know, you're sitting there, and you guys are probably the same way. You're calling the game, but yet you're a fan.
You're
so
rooting.
Sometimes you're kind of rooting, and you just want to make sure that you're informing the listener. And, you know, like I said last, Dave Kalp has assisted me the first 3 weeks, and then Jeff Vaughn helped me out last week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're doing the best we can, and, you know, hopefully we can bring a good broadcast to the listeners that are rooting for the Indians that can't make it to the ball.
Sounded good last week, Brinsey.
Well, we're awesome. Working at it, man. We're working at it. So, practice makes perfect, I guess.
Absolutely. New press box tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's quite quite the, you know, we got the air conditioned. I mean, it's just a beautiful facility.
Nice idea.
Now, who was up here saying that you kind of shake when people
Galvin.
Walk?
Galvin says,
Galvin says, scary things there a bit.
Yeah, when anybody is going up and down the steps, that top level and maybe even the bottom level, they shake a little, shakes a little bit.
Hello.
So you just kind of think 20 mile an hour wind's going to blow it right over into the visitor's
perfect.
Stands.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
No.
Wouldn't be good.
Not if anybody's
not.
In
probably
it.
Probably not.
Probably wouldn't be too good.
And I'm pretty sure that they've built those before and they'll stand up against a good, strong wind.
Pretty good wind.
Indians have a tough one tomorrow night, or Friday night against Versailles, a team that they were good last year. They got everybody back. They hit you. They like to run the football. And we're going to have our hands full.
Oh, no doubt. I think up front they're about as big as Versailles' team has been in probably 10 years. So I'm sure coach is probably going to look and see, you know, they're going to have to open up the passing game a little bit because up front they're going to be a lot bigger than us. Obviously, Riley Heiser is still our best threat on offense, and he's going to be a big part of the game. But I'm looking for Kale to try to establish a little bit more on the passing game.
Yeah, I think that and Fee had talked about Kale's just a solid quarterback.
I tell you, for being a first year player, he has done some really good things out there, and he's made some really tight window throws that, you know, I remember that I think it was week two, and I looked at Calpe and I was like, wow. I mean, that was an impressive throw. And, you know, this is his first year playing the position. I think he's getting better and better. I said something to him. I said, you got knocked around a little bit more this week. He goes, yeah, I was a little sore.
Competition's a little bit better.
Saturday morning, he was a little sore. But, you know, he's a big, strong kid. And he's got a good attitude. And I think he's an excellent leader for this football team.
Well, he just does such a good job of managing the game to me. I mean, he takes what they'll give him. And he doesn't make any mistakes normally. I mean, he had a couple there. I seen what you guys had said there last Friday, but you're going to have that. It was 28-0. You're trying to make plays.
Yeah, you start pressing. You got to make something happen. You might have to force a thing. I mean, he made one throw with his left hand. That was, you know, Neil saw it in person. It was impressive. Yeah. So he's out there, you know, giving it his all. And, you know, I think everyone knew that we graduated a tremendous senior class, and we're going to play with a lot of first-year varsity players this year. And we're going to take our lumps. But at the same time, you know, talking to coach, his attitude's been great, and he said the boys are really coachable and they're just going to continue to just get better at their craft. I mean, there's going to be some limitations, obviously. You know, we're playing a big Versailles team this week, so on paper it doesn't look very good for us, but I think each game is a learning point for Brent Niekamp, and I think he has those games, a few games on the schedule, thinking I think we can get those. And you know, he told me today, you know, five wins would get you in for sure. Yeah. So definitely playoffs is still what we're searching for.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. Brent's no fool. Brent knows that we just got to keep getting better and better. And I think that's how, you know, when you have a coach like Brent who's been here so long, I mean, this ain't nothing to him. He understands the importance of just each week, let's get better, work on our craft, just what you said. Good things will come.
Well, I mean, I think any coach that's coached a long time, you've been on top and you've been on the bottom, and at the same time, you're still a teacher. So you just try to get better and better as each practice goes on.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, that we are young. You know, we were really young, and the kids got to have fun, and I think that's what the seniors they got to do. You know, they got to go out there and smile and have some fun out there and just play the game. You're playing the game because you love it, and like you guys said, in the meanwhile, the younger kids keep getting better, you know, and in future, you never know.
You know, and the one thing I did talk to him today, just to say, and how the health, and he said, you know, for having four physical games already, he's about as healthy as they could possibly
be. That's
good
enough. Good enough.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked a little bit about the Indian football. We're going to talk a little bit volleyball and golf. We're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Catholic Cluster will be hosting national speaker Jesse Romero Sunday, September 19th through Wednesday, September 22nd. Mr. Romero is a radio host, author, and evangelist, and will speak on how spiritual warfare is being waged against us and how we can protect and defend ourselves. His five presentations are open to adults and students, ninth grade and up, regardless of religious affiliation, and there will be refreshments after each of the talks. On Sunday evening, September 19th at 5:30, his presentation will be Know Your Enemy, followed at 7:15 by Man to Man. This last presentation is for men only. Monday's presentation, The Power of Prayer, will be held at 7:15 p.m., and Tuesday's presentation will be at 7:45 p.m. and will be How to Get to Heaven, Living in a State of Grace. On Wednesday, it will be Teen Night, starting at 7:30, for teens 9th grade and up. Put these dates on your calendar and see Jesse Romero Sunday through Wednesday, September 19th through 22nd at Mary Help of Christians Church, and hear his stories of working in the largest prison system in the world, dealing with Satanism and the occult, and so much more. These talks are open to the public regardless of religious affiliation, and you want to get there early because of the anticipated large attendance for these presentations.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, October 10th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 at the Knights Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of the church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. Ordering information is in the envelope. You can also call 375-4544 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Sunday, March 3rd. And why not order a few extra for a quick meal during the week? Don't miss the Knights of Columbus's pork loin dinner Sunday, October 10th from 4 to 6 p.m.
Dinner? Ooh, yep. How good does that sound?
Pork loin? Good. Sound too bad.
You think that's breaded? Like a breaded pork?
No, it's grilled.
Grilled?
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah. I love breaded pork loin.
I love the grilled. I've had theirs a few times, and they are tender. They're really good.
So you get like three again and eat them all week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you always do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
We got like bands got their breakfast. When's that?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days.
So and then 26. We got the fireman breakfast.
Fireman's
first week of October.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, I don't have that one.
We got a lot of food coming up.
We got food coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Feed the fort.
Feed the fort. You know, you should buy tickets for us.
Okay.
Feed That'd the be fort. Great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'd eat.
Yeah. We would eat.
We're eaters.
I'll eat a grilled tenderloin.
Absolutely.
It's most of the time, I think theirs is the one that is like grilled on a, not on a flat stone type grill, but a barbecue grill. Like smoked.
Get some seared spots in there. Make it look
that's
good.
That's what I like. Charburg.
They've been doing them a long time, so they know how to cook them, so they're tender. They're
perfect. Tender is a night.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that song, but...
Oh, yeah, you do. All right, we're back here. Sports Talk. My good friend Joe Bruins. My good friend Aaron Feely.
We're doing karaoke.
My good friend Neil Spencer. Sports Talk, and we're talking. We're going to turn the tables.
Turn the page.
Indian volleyball. Indian volleyball had a rough road. We lost four in a row, but we had a big MAC win the other night against the Parkway Panthers. Ooh. A game we won in four sets.
Absolutely. That's big.
And I was listening to Rob, and Whit Ramel had like 180 kills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
She had four, three, or he had her for four. I think the official had her for three kills the match before at Salina.
Yeah, against Salina, she had three kills, what Rob said. Mm-hmm. And she had like 26 the other night. And
she was awesome.
That's freaky. Yeah. That's good.
She was getting great sets.
Good sets,
on last week. It was awesome.
And it's nice to see them girls get back on top. And they're 5-4 and 2-0 in the MAC, and they got a monster tomorrow.
Big one. Big one tomorrow night.
A big one against the Rangers. And that'd be a nice one to have about 500, 600, 700, 800 people up there.
Get a bunch of people up there. Absolutely.
Should be a bunch of kids.
Got to give them a bunch of stuff away to make sure they're there. Kids got to get there.
I think that's another team that lost a lot. And I think that as the season progresses and these young girls.
I agree.
Get more and more playing time. There was a clean shirt girl that come in there that never even heard of her.
Really?
Yeah.
She played a lot on the JV. But
she played JV, but they brought her up varsity, and she had like three kills looked in the good. Third game. And that was good. So congratulations to Googsy, and
keep her going.
Good luck to the Lady Indians volleyball.
Big win tomorrow night.
We'll have to give Diana Ramel a call and talk to her next week and talk about volleyball, because basically us four know nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I learn something every time the ball is served when I'm sitting by Diana.
Yeah, and it's just, you forget it right after.
Well, I just know that she knows exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And now we turn our attention to the Indian golf, and the head coach is Mr. Joe Bruins, and Brunsy. This has been a neat season for you. First of all, you have a number one player who okay, so let's just talk about.
He kind of knows.
We're going to take her out, you being the dad. We're going to go coach-wise. So, without a doubt, the best girl golfer we've ever had in our school. I mean, not even close. Yeah.
No doubt.
And this is as coach. Now, we're talking coach here.
Yeah, pretty safe to say.
But that girl, it can flat-out play. And she's had some unbelievable rounds of golf this year, and you've just got to be ecstatic watching that.
Yeah, I mean, she took up the sport as an eighth grader. I mean, Jalen was always like softball was her favorite sport, and then about eighth grade, just saw my team out playing, and I took her out, and she started hitting on the range, and just really a natural. I mean, made really good contact. And
got a great swing.
And then just, kept improving, each and every year and her scores. And she has an opportunity to get first team all conference this year as a senior, which would be four straight years. So first team all conference for 4 years.
Pretty impressive.
There's probably only a handful of people in the MAC maybe have done that, Ella Nauman being one of them. But that's just a tremendous feat in itself.
When you, I can remember, I was in the SAC screwing around on a Sunday, and this was, it might have been 4 years ago, and she was hitting balls in the net, and you said, come over here and watch this. And this was when she was just, I mean, she was a good golfer, but she always had a good swing and her tempo and her, like Fee talked about.
Yeah.
She figured it out how to swing a golf club early.
Yeah. And, she had a couple lessons with Randy Hunt, who's a Portland native, and, he liked her swing from the get go and he made some tweaks in it. And, but most part, it's all her. I mean, she worked at it and she hit balls in the winter. And, and I tell people, if you want to be good in this game, don't expect to be good in a week. Probably not in 2 years. It's going to take you some time. And it's just a difficult game. And she picked it up well. And, she's really fun to watch. I mean, when I'm out there, in the summer, especially when I wasn't allowed to, play golf, I just enjoyed sitting on the cart and just watching her. Yeah. I mean, it was just a lot of fun. And then I followed her, took her to a lot of Lima tournaments, and she got medalists in a couple of those. So, and playing with really good talent and just watching other really good girls. The level of girls' talent in the past 15 years has just been amazing.
It's tenfold.
It's really amazing. Good. Yep.
You know, we sit here, and Harold's a really good golfer, and you're a really good golfer, and I'm a really good golfer. I'm really good.
I own golf clubs.
I would say that we're pretty good golfers.
We're pretty good. Okay. Okay.
But we're just pretty good, and our swing allows us to be pretty good because we don't have the tempo. We don't have the swing to take us to a scratch golfer.
Right.
She does. She has that.
She does. Yeah. The first thing, I took her to a tournament a year ago in Indianapolis, and it was an elite tournament that she got invited to, and I'm not sure how she got the invite, but I took her over there, and this coach from Midway University, which is an NAI, a very strong NAI program that went to the Nationals at Oklahoma City, and he watched her for two holes and gave me her card and said, come and visit sometime. And, you know, it was around Lexington, so we made a road trip, and he just says, I want her on this team, and I'm going to give her a scholarship. And I said, you watched her two holes. He said, I don't care. He goes, I want her. Right then I was thinking, man, maybe she can play at this next level. So I started talking to Kirby and making up a highlight tape and sending it to different colleges and, you know, got some responses. And she did get a couple more offers and a lot of interest from others. And but she decided, we signed pretty early to IU East. Coach Billy Mullins really recruited her hard and really made her feel at home at Richmond.
Good. When you look at that, your team, and we're going to go over all your kids on your team, and you got some girls there that have showed flashes. My niece, Pager, who I just love her to death.
Great singer.
Oh my God. Makes me cry. She can make me cry singing. She's seen National Anthem, I cry.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And she makes Joe cry on a golf course.
Different reason?
Yeah, maybe a little different reason. But she has some talent, and she's had some nice rounds. I mean, she's in the 40s and 51s, but then she'll fire a 57. Yeah. And you got a few kids like that.
Yeah, I mean, our seniors, we got five seniors this year. Paige and Jalen are the only returning varsity players. Macy Brunswick played JV last year, but as a sophomore, she played a lot of varsity. Shelby Atchison and Kim Hart, two other seniors that kind of played JV this whole time, so they're like first-year varsity. Mm-hmm. But I've been telling these girls, you know, the stars need to be aligned. We need to all be on our A game, but it's definitely possible. I mean, it's not like out of the ordinary that they can shoot, you know, five strokes below their average on any given day, but they can also shoot five strokes above their average. So it's been frustrating because I'm like, come on, girls, you just really got to focus there because we are 4-2 in the MAC this year, but we lost to an undefeated Minster and Coldwater that they actually didn't play their A game, and we were at home, and it was just disappointing that we didn't step up to the challenge. So, but you know, the MAC is kind of, you know, obviously last year was probably, without a doubt, the strongest team I've ever had. And we lost three matches by a total of four strokes. So we were so close there to being MAC champs. This year, not as strong, not as consistent team, but yet I still think we're capable of getting out of sectional, but we really have to play well. And, you know, we need someone to, you know, help the load out with Jalen as our number one.
Why don't you talk about your five seniors a little bit?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jalen and Paige. Jalen's a four-year starter. Paige is a two-year starter. Macy Brunswick has, this will be her second-year letter. Shelby Atchison and Kim Hart will be first-year letters as a senior. And that kind of shows the strength of our program last year because we graduated four really good seniors. So those girls did very nice job of being patient and waiting their time. Our sixth player on varsity who will let her this year is Elena Will. She's our only junior. And then we got four newcomers this year. Three are sophomores. I wish they were freshmen, but they're sophomores. Marissa Shane, Ella Westgooders, and Bryn Stommet. And our lone freshman is Eva Kolig. So those girls are getting better and better. They get opportunities out at Portland to play a lot of holes. And, you know, I said, guys, this is a trial to learn the game, get better. But next year, you're going to be varsity players. So you're going to have to step up. And we're graduating a really strong class.
Yeah, that's right. And you talked about 4-2 in the league and five seniors. And how many years you been head coach, Joe?
I think this is ninth. Because we started the program, you know, you had it years mm-hmm. ago, and, mm-hmm. You know, and I started up, I think this is year nine.
Year nine
of them babies.
Yeah, that's the longest tenure job. I've had a lot of coaching jobs. Mm-hmm. That's the longest one.
Which sports have you not coached?
You don't want to see me swim, so swimming's out of the question, and cross country. Mm-hmm. I think I've hit everyone. I've done track.
You could run.
Yeah, but I'd be like Big P. I'd be trying to cut through the woods.
Cut corners somewhere.
Yeah.
That's still one of the greatest Mercer County meat stories ever. Yeah. And
next thing you know, Big P's leading the race.
Big P's leading the race, and Coach Al says, in the boss right now. Oh, your brother. I tell you what. God bless his soul. And I even made the comment, Bob. I was like, oh, man, it'd be neat with if Big P was around to watch Paige, because he'd be sitting on the golf cart with me, and we would just have a barrel.
Oh my Absolutely. God. Can you imagine that? You sent me a picture of Paige. It was a couple weeks ago of her swing.
Yeah.
Just beautiful swing.
I tell you what, she's long and lanky, and, you know, like I said, all these girls have the potential. It's just getting, you know how golf is. You can't go one good shot, one bad shot. Yeah. You got to put a couple good shots together. So penalties have hurt some of our girls, and we just got to keep it between the lines and try to, when you do have a bad hole, keep it at a minimum. It's a tough game.
It is a tough game. Let's take a break, pay some bills. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now back open after their summer break. Stop in and see Corey and Jared. Bowl a game or two, visit with friends, grab something to eat, and if you're looking to feed the family, what's better than Miracle Lane's pizza? Also, try one of their subs or other sandwiches, and don't forget about their famous wings. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And if you're planning a birthday party or other get-together, call to reserve your day and time. And be sure to get there for their great pizza and wing buffet on Fridays at lunch. Through the month of July, Miracle Lanes will be open on Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Call them at 375-4274 to order ahead.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 7:15 a.m. for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone, 7:15 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home football game with Versailles will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then in the high school office from noon to 4. Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $7 for both students and adults. All tickets at the gate will be $8.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're talking with the girls' golf coach, Mr. Joe Brents. Joe, how's the boys' team doing?
Yeah, boys' team have been very competitive. I know Coach Sanders has got like 13 boys on his team, so he's got great numbers, a lot of young kids. I got to see him out there right before their Versailles match 2 days ago, and he's got some young talent there. His best players are, he's only, I think only has two seniors on the team.
Xander Kunkler and Cole Mollenkamp.
So he's got a lot of kids coming back. He's got some young kids. Isaac Lefevre, I think, is his number one, who's had a really good year this year. And pay attention to Eli Leonard. Yeah. He's a young freshman that's posted some really good scores. Obviously, I'd like to talk to him about them all. But I think there's some talent there. So the numbers are good. And best of luck to Coach Sanders.
Speaking of the seniors, I think Friday night is senior night for golf. Is that correct?
It won't be for me.
Oh, really? You guys got a match?
I actually have a CAT scan I got to take care of in Troy. So we're going to actually do our girls' golf at a volleyball game. So,
there you go. Right.
That'll work. And with my appointments, you set them, you just can't move them. So.
No, right. No, absolutely.
Right.
So
this is your CAT scan is how long you've been through here?
Well, I've had a CAT scan before, but I just had every 6 months I need to get a CAT scan, and every 3 months a blood test. So just to make sure that I'm doing well and I'm feeling
everything
well.
Good?
So far so good. Can't help to just be nervous anytime you go in there. But you got to keep your appointments and make them.
That's right. And Jack talked about that. Said you try to get it off your mind, but keep that even keel Plinko board. You got ups and downs, and you just keep battling. And you've had a hell of a fight here, and you've had a lot of people in your corner.
Yeah, the town of Fort Recovery has just been unbelievable, and the school, the administration, the other teachers, help me out when you're down. And I was down, it was difficult not to go to any ball games, sleeping every weekend. Like I said, it's just hopefully, that tough part's, through and good things to come along.
Absolutely. Amen,
one thing that I loved was when they had the, I don't know if you'd call it an assembly or what, but a surprise party for you in the gym, I guess is what you'd call it.
And the
response that I saw from the kids there. Was just, everybody loves Joe Brunts.
Absolutely. Well, it's heartwarming. And like I said, the people, the kids, and I think, I did as much as I could, tried to attend as many days as I could.
Sure.
And there were some days it was tough. It was tough to get through the day, and I think they were patient with me, and I really appreciate it. And, this year, I was so excited for school because no mask, feeling better. And some of the, that's one thing. It's not a good year to have cancer when you're in the middle of a pandemic because,
oh my God.
All the other things you're dealing with, and you have that to deal with. And it's just, it was not easy. But once again, the support of the community and most important, my family and my wife in particular really had to.
She's a pretty good egg.
She's pretty good.
Oh, boy. She helped me big time.
Yeah, she's good.
Absolutely.
She's pretty good stick, and I agree with you. So we got.
By the way, Bob, I just got to throw this echo. She's putting snacks in mine, and I said, this time, before you put the snacks, just put a little voucher and say, you can get the snacks redeemable if you shoot a PR or something.
Ooh, there you go.
Because I think we're giving it too easy.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably right.
I don't know, Bob. If you're like me and Fee, we love to win, man.
Anything
to do better, any motivation, we'll make you throw some pizzas at them and what have you. So,
absolutely.
But I think for the most part, getting back to the girls' program, I think they've had fun. Like I said, we've had our ups and downs and struggles and good rounds and bad rounds. But for the most part, I hope these seniors, when they do graduate, and look back and say, I'm really glad I played high school golf.
Sure.
Because that's something that, they can take with their, possibly their spouse. Yeah. And it's just kind kind of a lifelong skill, and, yeah, and hopefully they enjoy the game that will continue to play.
So, and I don't want to make this about your daughter, but I'm going to ask a couple questions about her. So when she, like, can she move it? Like, can she right to left, left to right?
She's pretty much a straight hitter.
Okay.
You know, we've kind of toyed a little bit with trying to draw the ball, and your two brothers, Jack and Bill, do it as well as I see. Mm-hmm. But I've always been an easy fader, and it's easy to control that fade.
Yep.
And, you know, past experience, my son tapped around with a draw and it became a hook. And the worst thing to have is a hook. I mean, it is absolutely the worst thing when you get the hooks. So I really haven't pushed that a little bit for. And, you know, talking to even some college coaches, I asked him about it and he said, just make sure they hit a straight ball.
Yeah, straight. Right. Don't worry about it.
Because that's the number one key. Because if you got to lay up somewhere, you can do it if you can't really move it.
So what would be her strongest point? Is it driving the ball, keeping the ball in play? Is she a good short game? But basically, she hits the ball straight and solid.
I think her consistency. I think what you would say is sometimes she plays a boring brand of golf where it's just down the middle most of the time. There's people that hit it further. But I really think this year she's a pretty complete player. And, you know, her average, you know, she averaged like a 40 last year, and now she's like a 38.8. And doesn't seem like a lot, but that's a lot.
I think
any of you guys who play golf, you work hard to get in the 40s, and then you work a little bit hard to get 40. But when you get to that point, you really got to work hard to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're already playing a very good game.
Yeah, when you talk about, I mean, there's only been really one boy golfer who has took that to that next level, Johan. And Greg LeFevre. I would say Greg LeFevre was a kid who took it from the 40 to the mid to the high 30s, where Johan now is like a plus two handicap. Yeah. So
still getting better.
But Johan's a different player because Johan just absolutely hits the ball far and
away. Hit a mile.
Yeah, I don't even know what he. You know, here's he's got one leg halfway longer than the other. He's all, he ain't got a brain.
It's about 9 miles.
He cost me going state as a coach.
And
I always hold that against him. And, you know, Mudboat said that Chester cost him from going to state.
Yep, yeah.
Payback.
Missing them free throws against
free
Minster.
Throws, I'm still playing.
Yeah. And Johan cost me a state title when he hit it on I-75. About hit Dan Quayle's bus. And I'll never forget that for Johan. And I pretty much have no use for Johan.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
He's a good player. And that team that you're talking about, you know, Carl Wendell, and that was a strong team.
Was a strong team.
You know, we've had some good teams, but the level of play, even at the boys, if you check the North scores, I mean, if you shot a 165, you were going to go state. Right now, it's like half the teams are shooting 165.
Botkins shot 130 something the other night.
Oh, I tell it's you, insane. These small schools up north, Kaleida's got a really good team. So now, like when, you know, our boys are shooting 180 and struggling to win, but 180 isn't a bad score.
We killed for that back in our day.
Yeah.
So. I read an article, okay, and I was reading it, and I don't know what it was. It was in Golf Digest or something about the caliber of play at the high school level has improved so much because of COVID that these kids were locked up.
Yeah.
So all the golf courses stayed open. You go out there and walk, and a lot of kids lived on golf courses.
Yeah.
And that could be, when you think about...
Well, you know? I mean, the technology, I think a lot of kids are investing in the sport. I mean, I think back in our day, you know, we'd find maybe a set of clubs on a garage sale.
My sisters.
Now these kids got 3,000 hauling on their back. Yeah. They're worth more in their vehicles.
Yeah.
Which my daughter doesn't have, but I got some discount clubs.
Come on,
she's
Jesus.
Got some pretty good sticks, but she don't have no $3,000.
When we so good luck the rest of the year, Coach.
And
Jalen, the team has a shot of getting out of the sectionals, but Jalen has a legitimate shot of getting it to She could.
Well, she's been to, has been to districts the last 2 years. And, you know, that last year I didn't get to attend. I was getting my first round of chemo when, and they took off. So I thank, you know, Mark Long and Jeff Vaughn. Jeff Vaughn took bulk of my matches last year in September. And then I asked Mark Long, hey, can you go with Jeff? And because, you know, you have a practice round, you get a hotel. So those two guys. So I'm hoping, you know. But, you know, you got to take one step at a time, and it's to get out of sectional. And, you know, hopefully we go as a team. Hopefully Jalen, if we don't make it as a team, she has a good chance to make it as an individual. And then you just kind of go on from there. But she definitely has the capability. You know, to me, that's another one of her strengths, Bob, that she just really keeps a level head out there. Yeah. She doesn't get too high or too low, so you can never really tell if she's playing good or
bad. She's doing or not.
Yeah, that's right. So let's turn our attention to Sunday, and this is hurts. This hurts me bad.
Bad.
Really bad?
Hurts.
I know that you and your idiot son are huge Bengal fans.
I don't know if Chase is listening right now.
Well, he
Chase is listening to a Bengal podcast right now.
He's unbelievable.
He
loves the Bengals.
That guy can multitask better than anybody in the world. Mm-hmm. He can deal a, you know, a multi-million dollar business with Excel while he's listening to the Bengals at the same time. And he did the same way at school. I mean, he played three sports. And, you know, got good grades and, you know, you know, I guess he's a heck of a lot smarter than me.
Chip off the old block, I would say.
I can't multitask like that. I mean,
if I'm, it was a nice win for the Bengals.
The Bengals, you know, and I think all you guys agree, last year, Cleveland had a good year. And 1 year is because you stay healthy. And they stayed healthy. Bengals did not. I think the NFL is all about that. You can't have your key guys going down. I do agree that I think Cleveland has the best roster in the league, but as Harold was saying, that division is so tough.
It's going to be good.
Who's ever healthy and gets a couple breaks, you know, that's who's going to win the division.
You got to love your quarterback.
I tell you what, I think Joe Burrow could run for the president of the United States. I really do. I think he's the most likable NFL. Dan Orlovsky, did you see Dan?
Yeah.
I mean, Dan was like calling his wife, you buy our kids a jersey right now, Joe Burrow. and Burrow, you know, what he does is he's got this confident. Can you say cocky?
He's a little cocky.
But confident.
He's a little
cocky. I mean, he's just a
guy. You
got
to be a quarterback in the NFL.
You got to have confidence. And he's a leader. And, you know, I wasn't an LSU fan. I think about everybody's Ohio State fan, but I couldn't help to really root for him in college and watching that team. That's the best. I mean, I know there's going to be people out there saying their defense wasn't. Their offense would have outscored anyone.
Yeah.
That team is incredible. So, you know, like I said, the Buckeyes, no matter what offensively, I think they got some issues defensively, Bobby.
We got trouble.
Sounds like Combs, he could be giving up his play calling.
Really?
Yeah.
On purpose suggestion?
No, Ryan Day said there's going to be some changes made this week.
Yeah. And I don't know. They need some people to lose because you know, they got beat at home. You know, that's you just hope loss. From now on that Oregon just wins out.
Yeah.
And I think Michigan's got to be relevant. If Michigan's maybe relevant, so that game at the end of the year can make some difference.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe.
But
that means I have to root for Michigan, and I don't know if I can do that.
Well, we can root. I root for Michigan.
Yeah,
I do. Because I agree with you. They got to be relevant.
Yeah, they got to be relevant. Definitely. You got to have some big games, and that's why they say right now, looking at Clemson's schedule, I don't think they can recover from that loss to Georgia. So, you know, college football is fun. Like you said, it's a great time of the year. Unfortunately, our Red Legs aren't playing that well. Yeah. I'd say it's the second best. I have to put March Madness in the Masters.
Yeah.
That's my favorite time of the year.
Big.
But right now, you know, we got our sports teams going, and then it won't be long. You know, our winter basketball is going to start having open gyms and we're going to start talking about basketball. So, you know, some great things to talk about as the months come.
Absolutely. We talk about Fort Recovery Sports, and we're going to give a shout out to our cross country team. The little high camp kid finished second in
Trevor,
this
great runner.
Yeah.
a huge invitational. I think I seen there's like 300 runners in it. He finished second. So he's something special.
Oh, absolutely. And you see him, I know, just taking
Matt walks Reeser.
Around.
Him and Matt Reeser run together all the time.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And Matt's running marathons. And Matt Reisner's daughter is an excellent runner, only a freshman. So
yeah.
The girls cross country. There's some good genes there. With cross country. I mean, Minster, what they do in cross country is just another
freaky
thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're proud of our athletes at 4 Recovery. And, you know, swimming will be starting up here pretty soon.
Yeah,
and
Mindy will get him going.
Mindy has done an excellent job. But, you know, like I said, there's always something to pay attention to in this town, and we'll be proud of our athletes. Band did good last
That's
weekend.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Hats off to the band. We've had Reed Knuth up here before.
Great guy.
Neat bird.
Yep. He was tied up tonight, but he was going to be on Insight, but we could not.
Yeah.
He had prior commitment.
And the band got an excellent.
We got an excellent. They didn't miss the one by much. Yeah. And I'm not a band expert, but I had two kids that went through the band program with Reed. Actually, three, because Jalen went in for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I got to do the fundraisers and went to a lot of contests. And, you know, the time that those kids put is probably more than any other sport. I mean, they go 3 a days in the summer. Yeah. So credit to those kids and Mr. Knuth.
Yep. Absolutely. Brinsey, we love you, brother.
Well, hey, it's a pleasure. You guys are always fun to listen to. And like I said, we're going to try to, for those people, I know my family and dearly is grateful to 4 Recovery Radio because, you know, when my dad was, you know, still around with us, he listened to every ball game.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when people say, do you enjoy doing it? I said, yeah, I do it, but... You know, there's a lot of guys like my mom and dad that can't make it to ball games, and you kind of want to do it for
them. Fans.
Well, that's
huge
right. Fans. And I know, like, Jerry Smits is an avid listener to 4 Recovery, our sports
podcast. Yeah, Conky is, too.
Yeah, they listen to us stuff, and you know, we think about... You know, we get up here and we don't have much to talk about, but there's people out there, believe it or not, that absolutely listen
to
us.
Like
and for some reason, tune in every week.
Sometimes just to laugh at us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Brinsley, thanks for coming up here, brother.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Sir, appreciate it.
We will. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck with Jalen.
Yeah, we only got a couple matches to go, and then Mac, and then sectional. So, we're going to get after it.
That's right.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about, we got a lot to talk about. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, September 26th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. Tickets are only $6 each, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 26th, for the Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Our first Student Appreciation Night of the Year will be next Thursday when the Lady Indians host the new Knoxville Lady Rangers.
There will be lots of drawings for some great prizes. They'll have face painting, and they'll be doing a lot more fun stuff during the match. And all Fort Recovery students will get in free, from seniors all the way down to our kindergartners. Get your friends together and get to Fort Sight Fieldhouse next Thursday as we take on the always tough Rangers in a big MAC match. It's going to be a lot of fun. All Fort Recovery students get in free, and there will be some great prizes given away. So head up to the gym and help cheer on our Lady Indians as they look to stay undefeated in the MAC. Students get in free, lots of prizes, face painting, and more on Student Appreciation Night next Thursday, September 16th at Fort Sight Fieldhouse.
Killer.
And we're back.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. And
we're chit-chatting. So.
We are chit-chatting.
Yes, we are.
And Runzi's talking about his Vegas trip. horrible blackjack player. But at state tournament one year, at basketball state tournament, was the funniest thing I ever seen.
One of the best beatings I've ever seen.
One of the funniest things I ever seen. I felt bad for him, but yeah. I couldn't help but laugh.
It's terrible being second place.
Yeah, he got second too many times.
A lot of second places.
When he called and said, hey, I left my chew.
He didn't have enough money to buy a chew.
That's as hard as we've ever laughed sitting in a hotel room.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a guy. Oh, hey, we're back here with Sports Talk and, yep. And Fee. We got to talk a little bit about the Buckeyes. And news are right.
That's tough to watch.
It was. God dang it. Losing at home. They ain't lost at home forever.
Forever. I know.
And got to take your hat off to Oregon. They played a great game.
And, yeah, they came out
and
blazing. They wanted a piece of us.
Yeah, it was.
They got it.
It was just one of those deals where we're not used to losing at home.
No. And defense, we just couldn't stop the run. It was bad.
Man, offensively, though, we're good.
We are good. Yeah. We're going to score 40 points all the time. But yeah. I'm afraid I might be giving up 30, 35, too.
And who we got this week? Tulsa?
Tulsa.
Saturday night, I think.
Yep.
3:30, I think I heard.
Is it 3:30?
I believe. I'm not 100% certain. I think
we have a couple big benefits we're going to talk about here before we call it a night.
But yep.
Number one is Bill's cancer benefit out of Rossburg Acres.
Yep.
And that's been going on for 10 or 11 years.
At least that. 13, maybe.
Yeah. And this is the last one.
Yep.
Oh.
And
really?
And he has, if you get on Bill's Facebook page,
yep.
He has some incredible auction items.
Oh, it's tremendous.
And if you are interested in any of those auction items, he will take your bid. Like if you want to email Bill.
Yeah.
I know there's a trip to some
Caribbean.
Yeah.
I think it's Cancun or something. I don't remember what it is.
Big Caribbean.
Yeah. Wow.
It looked pretty nice.
Pretty nice. And they got a lot of other stuff, a lot of trips, a lot of day on the lake, stuff like that. So if you're interested in that, get a hold of Bill look at his Facebook page in Rossburg Acres. They got all that stuff on there. And
I forget. I mean, we talked about it one time. I mean, he's raised a lot of money.
Huge amount of money.
I want to say that it's like almost $200,000 that they've raised in these years. Say,
yeah. I think it's more
than that. They had a poster that I think it was like $231,000.
Yeah, it was a bunch. I know.
They've done an unbelievable job out there, the Seferings. And Kara Seferin was a little girl who lost her life to cancer a long time ago, and the family has just done
this.
The family's
just really.
But it's not only the family. Yeah, yeah, it's the whole Rossburg Acres and all the campers.
It is. I mean, they do a wheelbarrow full of booze.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a tribute to the two guys that passed away that were at campers down there, and they just bit a fortune on it.
Yeah.
I love it. My sister-in-law bought it one time. I don't know how much she paid for it, but it was insane, and she didn't care because she wanted to give that money. And that's kind of the way it is down there. I mean, I just feel like people, they get a little booze in them, and they have a lot of fun, and we do the auction down there, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. And then another one that's is the Saturday night is a hog roast for the Webker boys. And just so people know here, the Fort Recovery Radio, we made a pretty good sized donation to that family and to their project. And they're building a farm park at Carthagena Church.
Is that what?
In memory of the boys. Hmm. So Fort Recovery Radio, and you guys know we have our Christmas holidays. And we do a lot of things, folks, and we don't publish them. We don't publicize them, but you're more than welcome to anytime talk to Spencey. And we, you know, if you ever have any questions about what we do. But
well, for the most part, I don't know a lot of that because I don't touch the money. Yeah. Well, Jack, Bill.
Yeah, it all goes. You guys. Janice runs the foundation.
Janice has it,
And all, you know, we help lots of people out. And that's one of the families that we helped out this week and or this last one. And another donation goes out there. If they have a hog roast, Cooper's. I took a hog to Bueller's last night. Mm-hmm. There's a big hog roast out there at the St. Henry Park. It's Saturday all day, all night. So if you're not doing anything Saturday, what a perfect day.
Great day to be there.
To go to St. Henry to get your raffle tickets and make a donation to an unbelievable cause and then head out to Rossburg. And Rossburg has an auction Saturday night. He's got a whole list of things.
Who's in charge of that auction?
The auction when?
That Saturday night.
That is Harold Feely, Bill Stogler, and myself, but I'm not going to be around. I'm going to...
You're going to be fishing.
I am going fishing with those classmates.
Don't
We're going to make a little... this is going to be a complete shit show going up there to Michigan, and we're really looking forward to it. Yeah, that's right.
You're
going to
make Michigan hate Ohio even more.
Yeah, that's right. But we will have a lot of fun up there with my buddies and look forward to that. But Saturday's a great day to get in your car, grab your wife. Grab your wallet and make some donations. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sandry Park and then cap the night off at Rossburg Acres. And you won't regret it. Rossburg has a band. They have just a celebration. St. Henry, the same thing. You have a band. And you know what? I seen Wendelene Park had, they raised like $20,000 on Labor Day weekend. And unbelievable what happens in this area, and we're so blessed.
We are. It's incredible.
And I know that you're the outpouring of love to Dick and your family, and you see Joe. We talked a little bit about Joe, and Joe got a little misty-eyed there, and I felt bad because I don't want to make... But Joe's just one of the kind of guys that you just love.
He's a great guy.
Yep. He is. He's Fort Recovery. He bleeds the purple.
Oh, he's through and through.
And he loves every kid he's ever met.
That's exactly right. Just crazy. Amen. So big weekend. We got Indians volleyball tomorrow, folks. Get up there. It's senior. It's kids' day.
And kids especially.
Get in for free. We're painting faces, giving away a bunch of stuff. Friday football for Recovery in Versailles. A tough MAC game here at the Barenberg.
Yep.
And then Saturday. I think there's a lot of stuff going on, but get a chance, get out there to those.
Make sure you get out to those two benefits. That'd be great.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back on it next Wednesday night. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, you're awesome.
Yep, we'll see you next week.
Later.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.